Greetings, it's Brother Steve again with the Daily Inspiration for Fountain of Life. God bless you this morning as you listen in. We are going to continue with our our gems out of Proverbs this morning. We have been talking about the word wisdom and what it means and how valuable wisdom is and how important it is in our life. We looked at a lot of different things that it has been. It's a shield. It's a it's like a map for our life. It's like something that directs us, something that protects us. It's like a guardrail that keeps us from coming off the mountain road and falling into the ravine. And it's so many more things. Now I want to look at a few more verses here. We got as far as chapter 8. Now we're going to begin the first verse in chapter 9. Says, wisdom hath builded her house. She hath hewn out her seven pillars. She hath killed her beasts. She hath mingled her wine. She hath also furnished her table. She hath sent forth her maidens. She crieth upon the highest place of the city. Whoso is simple, let him turn in hither. As for him that wanteth understanding, she saith to him, come and eat of my bread, and drink of the wine which I have mingled. Forsake the foolish, and live, and go to the way of understanding. When I think about wisdom and the seven pillars, it says, wisdom has hewn out her seven pillars. It reminds me of a verse in James. James chapter 3, verse 17 says, a few things about wisdom. It says, but wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. And so when we think about this description of wisdom, I don't know if there's exactly seven there, but that's kind of, the thing about the seven pillars of wisdom. But here it is basically describing what God is like. Even God is the embodiment of wisdom. God is wisdom. He is all wise. He knows everything. He is pure wisdom. But it's interesting here also, the first thing about wisdom is that it's pure. It says it is first pure, and then peaceable, and gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy, good fruits, without partiality, without hypocrisy. So let's go on to the next one we want to look at is Proverbs chapter 10, verse 11. Still in Proverbs 9, it's verse 10 and 11. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. For by me thy ways shall be multiplied, and the years of thy life shall be increased. Again, that's the other thing that we had talked about. Wisdom is connected to long life, connected to health and long life. Then chapter 13 and verse 10, it says, only by pride cometh contention, but with the well-advised is wisdom. Here, wisdom is an antidote to contention. When there is contention, it means that somebody is proud. And so wisdom is like the antidote to that contention. Chapter 16, verse 16, just a few more verses here I want to look at. How much better is it to get wisdom than gold, and to get understanding rather to be chosen than silver? Again, just picture of the value of wisdom. Chapter 18, verse 4 says, the words of a man's mouth are as deep waters, and the wellspring of wisdom as a flowing brook. Here we see wisdom as a refreshing stream, as water. You know, think of a man's mouth. The words of a man's mouth are as deep waters. When we think of deep waters can be fresh, or if there's no flow of fresh water coming into deep water, they can be stagnant and still. But here, it talks about the words of a man's mouth being like these deep waters. But the wellspring of wisdom flowing into that deep water keeps it refreshed and keeps it refreshing, so that it refreshes your soul. And then, yes, 24, verse 3. Through wisdom is an house builded, and by understanding it is established. There we talked about before also that wisdom, as wisdom being a builder. And we also, there's also a place, I'm not going to go there now, but I think we may have touched a little bit on that, is how God by wisdom built the universe. And it says, by wisdom the decree was made that the water should not pass by its boundaries. And again, God, being the creator of all, is wisdom, and we see his wisdom everywhere we look in creation. Okay, there's a couple other words that I want to look at now that I feel are very key words to understanding and gaining the most out of Proverbs. And there's two words especially that I want to look at. They're actually kind of used interchangeably. They're about mean about the same thing. The one word is the word path. Appears in Proverbs 19 times, if you count both the singular and the plural version of it. Appears 19 times. The other one is the word way, which basically means the same thing. The way that you walk on. And that's the Hebrew word derek, or something like that. Derek, I guess. It's the Strong's number 1870. The word way actually appears several more times in different versions of it in Proverbs, but I'm looking specifically at this one Hebrew word, Strong's number 1870, which appears 69 times in Proverbs. And that basically means the same thing as the word path, a way that we walk in. And the reason I think this is so important is because, as we had mentioned in the beginning, that our life is a path. Many times we look at the things that we do as just a series of unconnected events. But we need to be aware that the things that we do, or this life that we're in, is a path. It's a road that's going somewhere. It's not just a series of unconnected events. We are going somewhere in this, and we need to choose where we want to go and accept the path that takes us there. Too many people want to choose the path that they want to walk on, and in the end, they're going to be very disappointed in the destination that this path takes them to. So remember this, to choose your destination, accept your path. And Proverbs shows you a lot of what that path is all about, or where how to walk. So I'm just going to get to a few places here where the word path appears. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 10 to 16. Okay, chapter 1. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. If they say, come with us, let us lay wait for blood. Let us lurk privily for the innocent without cause. Let us swallow them up alive as the grave, and whole as those that go down into the pit. We shall find all precious substance. We shall find we shall fill our houses with spoil. Cast in thy lot among us. Let us all have one purse. My son, walk not thou in the way with them. There it uses both words. It says, walk not thou in the way with them, and then refrain thy foot from their path. For their feet run to do evil, and make haste to shed blood. And so there it's, again, it's giving the picture of it being a path that they are on. Another thing I just want to briefly mention here is it says that we shall find all precious substance, we shall fill our house with spoil. Just a little bit of wisdom here for you all to think about is Proverbs chapter 13 and verse 11. It talks a lot in Proverbs about wealth and about true riches and the value of wisdom being more than of silver and of fine gold. And then here you see a bunch of foolish men looking at ways to fill their house with riches. Then Proverbs chapter 13 and verse 11 says, "Wealth gotten by vanity shall be diminished, but he that gathereth by labor shall increase." Here's a bit of wisdom that we can learn from. And you know, as we look at, as we see the value of wisdom, we start to recognize that wisdom is the foundation by which real value is built on. if we have Proverbs says that wisdom is better than fine gold and better than riches, but then also it gives the picture that if we have wisdom, we also will have riches are more likely to be gotten by wisdom. Anyway, just a little side note there, but then let's go on to Proverbs chapter 2, verse 8 and 9. I think I'm going to take the words path and way kind of together. I think they actually often appear together. It uses both words in the same places many times. Chapter 2, verse 8 and verse 9. "He keepeth the path of judgment and preserveth the way of his saints." There again, you see the both words used in the same verse. Verse 9, "Then shalt thou understand righteousness and judgment and equity, yea, every good path." Proverbs chapter, actually still in chapter 2, verse 11 to 20. "Discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee, to deliver thee from the way of the evil man, from the man that speaketh froward things, who leave the path of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice to do evil and delight in the frowardness of the wicked, whose ways are crooked, and they froward in their path, to deliver thee from the strange woman, even from the stranger which flattereth with her words, which forsaketh the guide of a youth, and forgetteth the covenant of her God. For her house inclineth unto death, and her path unto the dead. None that go unto her return again, neither take they hold of the path of life, that thou mayest walk in the way of good men, and keep the path of righteousness." There again, you see the two words kind of used interchangeably, but it talks about the path of this evil woman leading to death. It's the path to death. So then verse 3, or chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, these are very familiar verses. You probably all have heard before. "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not on thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path." There you see the word ways, but it's actually a different word there. That's not the same word that we've been looking at. But in the end there it says, "He shall direct thy path," the path that we walk on. And then verse 17, "Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace." Maybe I should read the verse before that too, a couple verses. Oh, this is talking about wisdom. "Happy is the," verse 13, "happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and gain thereof than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things that thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor." This is one of the verses where it points out that wisdom is actually, if it talks about wealth or riches gotten by wisdom. So here, then verse 17, "Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is everyone that retaineth her." And here's where it says, "The Lord by wisdom hath founded the earth, by understanding hath he established the heavens." So here again, just a picture of the path of life, path of peace, it says in this place. And then yet Chapter 4, verse 10. Hear, O my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of thy life shall be many. I have taught thee in the way of wisdom. I have led thee in right path. When thou goest, thy steps shall not be straitened, and when thou runnest, thou shalt not stumble. Verse 14, enter into not into the path of the wicked, but not in the way of evil men. So there again, speaking of the path of the right, and we see both words used there kind of interchangeably. And then yet, verse 18 of the same chapter, but the path of the just is as a shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. As we walk in that path of life, it will become brighter and brighter. We will understand more clearly, and we will see clearer as we go on. But on the other hand, verse 19, the way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble. And then verse 26, ponder the path of thy feet and let all thy ways be established. So let us be aware, again, that this life, we are going somewhere. This is not just a series of unconnected events. This is a path that we are on. And this path has a destination. It has an end somewhere. So make sure that you know what the destination is of the path that you are on. God bless you.